Okay, good evening, everyone. This is the 14th shiur in Da'as Tfila. I'm unfortunately not able to share my screen this evening because we're still using the Zoom link from last week and they did not make me a host. So tonight's shiur, you're going to have to trust me as I go through the sefer. We'll go a little more quickly, as I think we're going to go a little more quickly through this section anyway. We really got through the toughest part of the sefer, which is right at the beginning. I hope that you'll stay with me as I do some reading and translating for you, and we move into the next section of Sefer Da'as Tfilah. What we've said until now, in one way or another, is that the process of davening is one that is supposed to change us. It's one that's supposed to change us from the very moment that we stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Through the requests, through the end, we're supposed to do tshuva. We're supposed to be mevatel ourselves. We're supposed to feel a certain sense of fear. We're supposed to feel a certain sense of privilege. And all of those things, says Rabbi Rakovsky, explain how tefillah works. All of those things explain fundamentally how tefillah works. And that is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't change, we change. And that is an answer that's suggested by Maharal. It's an answer that is suggested by the Sefer HaIkarim, Rav Yosef Albo, in the fourth section of Sefer HaIkarim. But that's basically how tefillah works. Because otherwise, we're stuck with the question that the Maharal started with. And that is, if we deserve the thing, so we should get it without tefillah. And if we haven't deserved the thing, we should get it. We shouldn't get it, even though we plead HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're basically supposed to get what we deserve. So what role could tefillah possibly play in that equation? And that is perhaps the most famous answer to the question. The answer is that by the time I'm done with my Shmoneh Esrei, I'm not the same person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hasn't made a decree for Mark Penner, for Menachem Penner, whatever he wants to call me. He hasn't made a decree for me. He's made a decree for a human being who's at this level. For Penner, at this level, this is what's supposed to happen. But since, through the process of tefillah, I've changed, so therefore, I'm deserving of a higher level of reward from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In that sense, tefillah is really not so special. It's perhaps very effective. It's perhaps something that changes us very dramatically. And I find that anytime I daven a decent Shmoneh Esrei, I'm different by the time that I finish. So it's certainly a very powerful kind of a thing to do. But at the same time, it's not something that is unique. Prayer is not unique. Prayer is something that gets me to do tshuva. I could also do tshuva. Prayer is something that makes me more worthy. I could also do other things to make me more worthy. It really takes tefillah out of a sort of a special realm. Tefillah is a very powerful, effective mitzvah. The more mitzvos that we have, the more deserving that we are. And that is the simplest, probably, explanation to this question of how tefillah works. And that's basically what the whole introduction to the Sefer has been about. Seven different understandings of the root of the word hitpalel. Understanding that in Hebrew grammar, hitpa, I do something to myself. So I'm changing myself. It's not lashon for, I'm sorry to bring up Hebrew grammar. I know that for some of you, it brings up very painful memories, but it's not lashon hifil. Hifil is when I act upon something. I'm not acting upon the Ribono Shel Olam. I'm acting on myself. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu changes the reality for me. Hadvarim adayim ein mushlamim. But says the Das Sofer, for anyone who's tuning in now, I'm sorry that I can't share screen this week. Next week we'll be moving back to my own Zoom account. And I'll send that out during the week. And then you don't have to worry about I'll be in charge again. Hadvarim adayim eina mushlamim. But says the Das Tfilah, this is not, we're not done. Aleinu lahavin ba'od gavan omek. We have to go one level deeper. We have to go back to this basic question. Right? He says, based on what we've said until now, it kind of makes sense. A person changes or is changed through tefillah to be somebody else. He or she did tshuva. And then, in a certain way, they stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's how it works. Except, says the Das Sofer, there's at least one place in the Torah that such an approach does not seem to make sense. Ach yeshna parsha b'Torah. There is one parsha, not in the Sifrei Musar, the Sifrei Machshava. There's one piece, there's one story in the Torah that doesn't seem to work this way, that the one who was petitioning was sinful, and then he or she changed and became righteous, and that's why God said, okay, so we'll do it for you. We're not going to be able to figure out this story according to what we know now, and that is Moshe Rabbeinu at the Sneh. Shmos Perek Dalid. V'yomer Moshe el Hashem bi Adoni lo ish dvar manochi gam etmol gam yishulshom. Moshe Rabbeinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I know that you'd like me to be the spokesman for Paro, but I have a speech defect. Gam etmol gam yishulshom gam me'az dabercha el avdecha. From the time that you started talking to me, ki chavad peh, Uchvad Lashon Anochi. He says, I have a speech defect. I therefore can't go to Paro. Okay, we've all heard the story many, many times. We may not have asked the question that's asked by the Ramban. Moshe Rabbeinu is talking to the Almighty God, to the All-Powerful, to the Omnipotent God. And he's saying, I can't go because I have a speech defect. What should HaKadosh Baruch Hu have said to Moshe when he used as an argument that I can't go because I have a speech defect? What should Hashem have said to him? Poof! You don't have a speech defect. I know that it's convenient for you to have a speech defect, but ta-da! You don't have a speech defect anymore. What kind of argument is that in the first place? How could you get away with that? Why doesn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu just say, what speech defect? V'hine Moshe, says the Ramban, V'hine Moshe mirov cheftzo shelo yelech. This is the Ramban often says things that only the Ramban can say. He says stuff that if somebody else said it, not in the name of the Ramban, they'd kick him out of yeshiva for saying it. He's the Ramban, so he could say it. So what does the Ramban say? He says, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted, we know Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't complaining he had a speech defect. He didn't want to go to Paro. He didn't want to go to Paro. The speech defect was a very convenient, that wasn't the main reason he couldn't go to Paro. It was an excuse. But it was Taka, a very good excuse. So Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to go to Paro. He didn't want to do it. That wasn't what he was looking for. Therefore, lo hitpalel lefanav yisparach sheyasur kvedus piv. That's why he doesn't pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, take away my speech defect. If he takes away the speech defect, I could get enlisted. I don't want to get listed. I like that I have something that I can't go to the service for. Avalton achare shelo hasarta kvedus pi me'ez shedibarte vilaleches. But his argument is, since you haven't taken away my speech defect since the time that you asked me to go, al tetzaveni she'elech. In other words, you've been sitting there the whole time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you wanted to, they're playing a game with each other. Moshe Rabbeinu says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you really, really wanted me to go, you would have taken away my speech defect. By the fact that you've left me with the speech defect, it's a sign that even you don't really want me to go. Don't command me to go. Ki lo yitochein la'odon hakol lishloach shliach arel sfasayim lamelech ha'am. Moshe Rabbeinu was convinced that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not heal his speech, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was okay with that. And said Moshe Rabbeinu, how could that be? How could I be the messenger of the all-powerful God? And I walk in and I can't speak. What kind of impression is that going to make on Paro? Paro's going to say, as we know, who is this God? Tell me about this God. Well, this God is so inept that he can't heal people. And he's going to send someone with a speech defect as his messenger. Today, we're a lot more sensitive about disabilities and things, and maybe it would be heroic for someone with a speech defect to be the one that goes. But in the society that they lived in at the time, it was a sign of that you're not a real king. You can't even come up with a real messenger. And then says the Ramban, listen closely. V'Hakadosh Baruch Hu kevan shelo hispalo b'kach. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the other side. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you didn't pray for it? Lo ratza larafoso. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to heal him because he didn't pray. Moshe Rabbeinu said, I don't think I should go because you didn't heal me. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know why I didn't heal you? Because you didn't ask me to heal you. Aval amar lo anochi eyeh impicha. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't say, poof, it's gone. He says, it's okay, so you'll have a speech defect. I'll tell you what to say. Eventually, when he complains, he says, I'll send Aaron with you. It's absurd. He has to send Aaron with him. It's a Kadosh Baruch. We could have healed him in a second. Says the Ramban, had Moshe Rabbeinu said, please heal me? And we know that he's good at that prayer. We only have a few prayers verbatim as to what Moshe Rabbeinu said. One of them was, Kel Na. Rifa na la. 5-word prayer heals Miriam, his sister, after she gets tzaras. Had Moshe Rabbeinu said, please heal me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have done it. So that's a remarkable Ramban in and of itself. It's a remarkable Ramban. But now says the Das Tfila, Moshe Rabbeinu Eved Hashem Ish HaElokim. We're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu. He's the Eved Hashem. He's the man of God. Nimtza be'ez dabro im HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'matzav shel nevuah. He's at the point of nevuah. You have to be rather righteous to be able to get nevuah in the first place. Tachlis shlemos udveikos hanivra b'baru. He's about as good as you're going to get. Yes, when he went up on Har Sinai, he went even to a higher level, you know, a year later. But this is not a person who is betoch chet. He's not crumbling under chet, and therefore he needs a Shemona Esrei to make him better. Right? What is he praying about? And what is he praying for? He's praying that he should get a raise. He's praying that Kadosh Baruch Hu should heal him just to heal him so that he could talk. He could talk to his friends. Hadibur hanitzrach lo l'chalal Yisrael hanenokim tachas shivu mitzrayim. He's asking, what he would have asked for is something that's going to save Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it. This is not something that's going to help Moshe. Moshe got used to having a speech defect. That's okay. He didn't need it for himself. He needed it to fulfill the mission of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu look good. So now you have someone who is way beyond any human being in terms of how righteous they are already. What they're looking for, what they would have been requesting, what they need, is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiviyochol needs. Higia es hododim zman hageula, and the time had come. This was it. It wasn't like, we'll send somebody next week. This was the moment. Moshe Rabbeinu, we don't have any time for this. People are going to make siddurim. They're watching everything you're saying right now. We got to do this. We got to take the Jewish people out. I don't have time for this conversation. Because Baruch Hu, poof, you don't have a speech defect. And it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is the one who's telling Moshe Rabbeinu to go. Amnam, however, kevan shelo hispalo b'kach lo rotza lirposo. But because he didn't daven, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to heal him. Es the Das Tfila, this doesn't make any sense anymore. If the purpose of tefillah is everything else we said so far, and for you and I, that makes sense. That makes sense. We're not so righteous. Especially, we pointed out, we always think that we're the one in charge. We think we're the one when we hand the reins over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we say, we recognize that it's coming from you. You can give it to me safely. I'm not going to accrue it to my own merit, to my own efforts. You're in charge. I understand. So that makes a difference. That's why we have to pray. But this is Moshe Rabbeinu. What was the big deal? Why does he have to pray? This is so to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it. Not just Moshe Rabbeinu wants it. Ma chaser kan? What's missing? Hare kol to'alius ha'tfila kvar nimtzos. All the things that should make tefillah work, a righteous person, a righteous cause, a cause that's in line with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's all there. But it's not enough unless you pray. So says the Das Tefillah, this breaks the model. It breaks the model that we've created in all of these weeks. And again, that model works for you and I. But there's something deeper. There's a deeper level of tefillah that even though the person's already worthy, even though it's already, so to speak, coming to them, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kiviyachol wants the person to have it, it's still not enough. So what's the purpose of praying? So he quotes the Maharal going forward. The Maharal already gave one answer. It's a nice answer. It's a good idea. That tefillah works because we change and we have to get better. But for those who are coming on now, I hope you enjoyed the Rosh Chodesh here. All of you are coming on now from Holliswood. Right? What is the purpose of a person who's totally righteous and a cause that's totally righteous? Moshe Rabbeinu standing at the snare. What could the purpose of tefillah possibly be in that case? So says the Maharal, HaTefillah hu lahashlim es ha'odam mashehu chaser. The purpose of tefillah is to fill a need that a person has. Now we're going to get deep again. I don't have the thing up for you today, but we covered like a lot of ground there by not doing it totally inside. But now he's going to get deep again. He says, the purpose of tefillah is to put myself in a situation where I recognize a need and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is turned to fill that need. It's not simply that tefillah is there to make me better and then I'm a better person and I have more points and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu does what I say. HaTefillah hu lahashlim et ha'adam mashehu chaser. The purpose of tefillah, and again, this will take a couple of weeks to fully flesh out, but the purpose of tefillah is to fill a need that I have. V'az Hashem Yisparach shomea tefillah u'bakashoso. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu fulfills what I'm asking. Kasher ha'adam hu chaser v'tzarich el ha'ashlamah. The only time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to step in and give me something is when I know that I need it. When I ask for it, I'm effectively setting up a relationship where I am needy and he's the one that can give it to me. V'kasher ein ha'adam mitpalel mevakesh b'dibur. In a situation where I don't request something, I just go about my day, I am very righteous, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would, so to speak, love to give it to me. But as long as I don't pray, as long as I don't use words, interesting, even if I think about it, I don't know a person who's not able to speak, but a person who's been given the gift of speech, if they don't make the request, ein kan mikabel. I am not in a position to receive because I don't recognize that I have a need in the first place. I'm not online. HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows certain people to get on the line for the handout. And only if you've changed yourself through tefillah, you were a big shot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to hear from you. You daven the good Shmona Esrei, you put yourself down, you stood before him with fear. He says, okay, I agree. You're now worthy. Get on the line. Get on the line, get to the back of the line, and I'll give it to you. If you don't get on the line, you're not going to get it, even if you're worthy of getting it. Ki kol mekabel mevakesh lekabel ma shehu chaser. You can't be needy unless you say something about it. There's no such thing as a person who needs something. Definitionally, you become a person who can receive when you put out your hand. When you say, I need, when you say, please. Until you do that, you may have all the merit in the world, like Moshe Rabbeinu standing at the snat. He has all the merit in the world. Yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I am not going to fix your speech defect because you haven't gotten online. You haven't said to me, please fix my speech defect. That's all he had to say. Please fix my speech defect. That's all he has to do. And then he gets it. But he doesn't do it. L'kach tzarech shehiyeh mevakesh chesrono b'dibur. When I request from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when I ask him for something, I become a potential mekabel. I become a potential mekabel. I open up my hands for the reward. I open up my bag so he could put the thing in it. But if I don't, then I can have all the reward in the world. I can have all the reasons why he wants to give it to me. But it doesn't happen. Doesn't happen. Years ago, compared this to a gumball machine. Some of you may remember from many, many years ago, the gumball machine. The gumball machine, I come in front of because I've been a good boy. I've been a good girl. They say to me, okay, you can have a gumball. Go to the gumball machine. If you don't put in the quarter and you don't turn the thing, you could stand there all day long. The gumball's not going to come out. It's not going to come out. It doesn't work that way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu built into the world that in addition to reward and punishment, once I've made myself worthy of something, then I need to say please. And if I don't say please, I'm not going to get it anyway. HaTfilah explains Rav Rakovsky, Hu lehashlim et chisaron ha'adam. Tefillah there is to fill a need that a person has. Hamitpalel tzarich lahamid kechatzer ulahabia et chesrono batfilah. It's not enough simply that through tefillah I become more humble, I become more self-aware, I do tshuva. When I ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for something, I set myself up as someone who needs it. I establish that I have a need. And I express that need to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lehiyot mevakesh et milui chesrono. Rak kach tuchal lefol bakashat ha-tfilah. That's the only way that tefillah will work, is if I establish this relationship that I am someone who needs and you are someone who can provide. It seems, and we'll see this as we continue, that this relationship of giver and receiver, to put myself in the place of a receiver from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is necessary in terms of getting things. Moshe Rabbeinu lo haya chaser et inyan hadibur. V'lo rotzo lo vakesh al zeh. Why doesn't Moshe Rabbeinu get a perfect speech? Because he didn't have a need for it in his own mind. He wasn't asking for it. V'kevan shelo yispal b'kach, quoting the Ramban again, since he didn't ask for it, lo rotzo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says this is a much deeper level of understanding tefillah. We'll go one more paragraph, but this is a much deeper understanding tefillah than what we've said till now. This is a hashkafa shir. You don't need a hashkafa shir to explain how tefillah works if tefillah changes me. Tefillah changes me. I'm a different person. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me a reward for my tshuva. But this is a much deeper idea. He says, Reshit ha-hagdara. He says the first thing, therefore, you have to understand. Hamunach tfila musav al habakasha. If this is true, that the way tfila works is by establishing myself as one who needs something in particular, and establishing Hashem as the one who can give it to me, then we see that when we're speaking of tfila, how does tfila work? It means bakasha. It means to ask. There are many sources in Chazal, Rabbi Soloveitchik speaks about this often, that the most important, the essential part of tefillah is not to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not even to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's to ask for him, which is funny, because very often we think of it the opposite. When it comes to a human being, we know that if we praise him enough and thank him enough, then we can also ask for something. That's what happens if suddenly our kids come up to us and start complimenting us and thanking us. So we know what's about to come. We know that a person, as it says, a person, la'olam yisader adam shivcho shomakom, a person should, as the Gemara says in Brachos, should be misader, should organize in a thought-out way the praise of Hashem, v'achar kach yitpalel. It doesn't say achar kach yivakesh. If it said achar kach yivakesh, that I would understand. You thank someone, you praise someone, and then you ask them for something. Instead of saying that you say the first three brachos, you describe Hashem, you give him shevach, we know the first three brachos of Shemoneh Esrei are shevach, and then you ask? No, it says then you're mitpalel. The definition of tefillah is to ask. That's the most important thing. It's not something that we get to do because we praise and because we thank. That's the central part of tefillah, is to put ourselves as needy in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, we can recite an entire Shemoneh Esrei and not feel a moment where we need anything from him. We just say the words, right? We don't feel that anything in there is something that we need right now, or we're not paying any attention. We just say it. So it may be that for this, if we're talking about conceptually, it's not enough just to say the words of Bakasha, but to be a mevakesh, to be a person who says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I need you for something. Can I get your attention for a minute now? I need to talk to you about something. Im kein hatfila gufa hi habakasha. The essence of tfila is to request. She'elas tzrachim kalashon Rambam. The asking of Hashem for things. Amiras hashvachim kishla'atzma. Simply praising Hashem. Eino me'avodas ha'adam esboro. That's not what tfila is. Tfila is to ask. In order to ask, there's a formula. You have to start by praising him and you have to end by thanking, but that's not tefillah. It's a very strong formulation. Eina me'avodas ha'adam esbaro. That's not what we're serving Kosh Baruch Hu. Ne'meres hirak b'yosa mitztarefes le'inyan ha'tefillah. Those things are part of the process of tefillah, but tefillah is to ask. And we'll have to see as he explains this idea in the coming weeks. Again, what we did today was we're trying to understand again, how does tefillah work? The answer that we've been giving, for those of you who've been starting since the beginning, for the first 13 shiurim, the way tefillah works is it changes us somehow. It has some sort of effect on us. And because we're better people, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, now you're deserving. But Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't have been more deserving. And what he asked for at the sneh, or what he didn't ask for, what he needed at the sneh, to change his speech defect, couldn't have been something that was more relevant at that moment for Jewish history, but he didn't get it because there's some other aspect of tefillah that even once we've made ourselves worthy, we have to say please. And we'll look over the coming weeks now as we finish the introduction to the Sefer over the next few weeks. We will, Mirtz Hashem, probably 2 weeks, will Mirtz Hashem answer that question and then get into the heart of the Sefer. For those of you who are on now, I will send out the link for next week. We're going to leave this link at this point. This was the link supplied to us by, I think, the Young Israel of Woodmere. At this point, we'll go back to my personal link for Da'as Tefillah. I will send that out to everybody next week. If for some reason you're not on the links, just send me an email. It's just my last name, Penner, at yu.edu. yu.edu. And then I will send you the link for next week. Have a wonderful week.
Thank you, Rabbi.